WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know that feeling when your mind's racing a mile a minute? Thoughts are bouncing off the walls, worries are whispering in your ear, and you just feel completely overwhelmed? Yeah, we've all been there. Well, today we're diving into a powerful tool that can help us tame that inner chaos, journaling. It's not just for angsty teenagers anymore, folks. Journaling is like having a personal therapist, a best friend who never judges, and a super organized brain dump all rolled into one. Trust me, this isn't some fluffy self-help fad. There are actual, tangible benefits to putting pen to paper or fingers to keyboard, and we're going to explore them today. First things first. Journaling helps you become more mindful. Think of it like training your brain to be present in the moment. When you write down your thoughts and feelings, you're actively engaging with them, instead of letting them swirl around in a mental storm. Ever notice how sometimes we forget about our own emotions because they get lost in the noise? Journaling brings those feelings to light, allowing you to process them more effectively. It's like taking a mental step back and saying, okay, this is what I'm feeling right now. Let me understand it better. Second, journaling fosters self-reflection. This isn't about analyzing every tiny detail of your day. Think bigger picture stuff. What are your values? What motivates you? What are your goals? By putting these questions to paper, you start to gain a deeper understanding of yourself. It's like looking in a mirror and seeing not just your reflection, but the person behind the surface. Third, journaling can be an incredible stress reliever. Bottling up emotions rarely ends well, right? Journaling provides a safe space to release those pent-up feelings without judgment. Think about it. You wouldn't hesitate to vent to a trusted friend, so why not give yourself that same outlet? It's like having your own personal emotional detox. Fourth, journaling can boost your creativity. Ever notice how some of your best ideas come when you're doing something completely unrelated to work or school? That's because our brains need space to wander and explore. Journaling allows for that mental wandering, giving your subconscious mind a chance to connect the dots and come up with something brilliant. Who knows? Your next breakthrough idea might just be waiting in your journal. Finally, journaling can improve your communication skills. When we write things down, we tend to express ourselves more clearly and concisely. This translates to better communication in all aspects of our lives, from emails and texts to conversations with friends and family. Think of it as sharpening your mental tools for clearer, more effective communication. Okay, let's bring this real world. Imagine you had a rough day at work. Maybe your boss was breathing down your neck, a project went sideways, or you just felt drained. You come home, exhausted and ready to unwind. But instead of scrolling through social media or watching TV, you grab your journal and write about your day. You vent about the frustrating moments, acknowledge the challenges you faced, and even jot down some solutions for next time. By putting those feelings on paper, you've processed them and created a sense of clarity. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state. So, here's the deal. Journaling isn't about becoming a literary genius or writing a best-selling memoir, although, who knows, maybe you will. It's about making space for yourself, exploring your inner world, and cultivating a sense of mindfulness and self-awareness. Start small. Just 5 minutes a day can make a huge difference. Find a quiet spot, grab a pen and paper, or even use a note app on your phone. Don't overthink it. Just let your thoughts flow freely onto the page, And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Share your experiences with friends. Join online communities dedicated to journaling, or even seek out a therapist who incorporates journaling into their practice. There are tons of resources available to support you, so go ahead, give it a shot. Your mind, and maybe even your life, will thank you for it. I'm Logan Cruz, signing off until tomorrow when we dive into another aspect of living your best life. Keep exploring, keep growing, and don't forget to journal.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.